Hi guys, thanks for watching miasnewpairofglasses.com and welcome to part 5 of my SpaceX Deception series. We have a lot to talk about, so let's get right into it. The main purpose of this SpaceX Deception series is to show you, with a current real-life example, that when you have the correct working model, there are no more mysteries, that everything can be explained. It also is to show you how this points to time running out, according to the controller's beliefs, before the coming EMCO. The only launches we have a full side view from the start is the December 2017 and October 2018 launches. So for the purpose of this video, those will be the ones we focus on. However, we can tell from the small clip captured from the object caught on November of 2015 that they seem to be attempting to come at the waters above with a more horizontal approach than the rest once it got high enough in altitude. Remember in the last video where we talked about surface tension being an obstacle that the controllers face just to get into the waters above? That is important because it has prevented them from piercing the water in all previous attempts until recently. Through analyzing these launches, we've discovered how they are breaking through the surface tension to get the second submarine technology into the waters above. Let's watch both the December 2017 and October 2018 launches again at an increased speed. Okay. How did they overcome the surface tension of the water and the force of the rocket? They used SABO round technology. The SABO technology is just a bullet within a bullet that uses the outer bullet to absorb the force from impact of whatever it's hitting, while the inner SABO/dart gets propelled forward from a secondary explosion to push the inner bullet/dart through the surface it is piercing. This is a commonly used technology in the military. They used the same approach to overcome the surface tension and propel the secondary technology past the surface tension of the water. There is an explosion that is there specifically to get that rocket past the surface tension of the waters above. You can really see in the October 2018 launch video where the SABO technology/secondary explosion is used to punch the submarine tech past the surface tension of the water. That is what you are seeing when you see the round splash present in all launches before the rocket submerges and its trail changes. Watch the orangish-red explosion and then the secondary tech pierce through the waters. It's why I mentioned the chemtrails and obstructed view of this last launch, as the clouds were sitting at the exact altitude where the SABO round exploded. Only the December 2017 launch didn't quite submerge immediately after the SABO technology was used. It first skimmed the water's surface and then went in, as it took a more shallow angle. Here is another view of the liquid hydrogen rocket trail, then the Sable round explosion, the wake, and then the fully submerged submarine trail. Once the rocket passes the surface tension, the secondary propulsion tech is activated to propel the submarine forward. Now, their second obstacle that they have not overcome. The flip ring. Watch the reverberation from when the sub/rocket is repelled by the flip ring. It's when the ripple fans out in the illuminated trail. It bounces off the flip ring and starts its downward trajectory into the Pacific Ocean, where all their rockets go. It's why they do all their launches on the coastlines. In this cymatics clip, you can see how reverberation affects liquid. In its downward trajectory, the wake ends as it comes back down out of the waters. The different angles of the different launches are the controller's attempt to get into the waters above and beyond. Why? Because they want to find the exit. You must remember, they do not understand the model, how our world really works, and what is up at that level. They have pieces, but they have not been beyond where these launches have reached. This is simply trial and error for them. They can't even get past the flip ring, and there are many more barriers after that. Do you really think this puppet, who has the time to be on Joe Rogan's show, smoking weed, sounding like a complete putz, runs all these companies and can help them find the exits? The fact that the angle is different each time and the launches look different means they have been trying different technology and different approaches. But they haven't been successful. They are still trying to figure out how to get out. The most recent was entering at a more steep angle to get higher, but it gets repulsed by the flip ring and pushed back down. Though after almost 70 years of trying, they've now been able to get into the waters above, but that's as far as they've been able to go. That's all for part 5. Stay tuned for part 6, where I delve deeper into the deception, how they've continued to deceive the public, and when they believe the coming EMCO will be. So that's it, everybody. Thanks for watching. Stay safe, be good to one another, and as always, God bless.